Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends, and it's Wednesday, and I hope that you're making your plans to be in the house of God tonight, to back your man of God, amen, and to get in the choir tonight and sing for the glorious grace of God. We call it Wednesday night prayer meeting at our church, and that's when we take all of our prayer requests and we begin to pray over those things on Wednesday night, amen, and we'll sing and worship the Lord, amen, together. And I hope that you're making your plans to be in God's house tonight. If you're listening to me in Hendersonville, North Carolina, you know 91.5 FM does transmit all the way into the Hendersonville area. And so if you're listening to me in Hendersonville, North Carolina tonight, we would love to have you to come and visit our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, and that's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. And we would love for you to come and be with us at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church tonight. And what a blessing. Amen. We've got the Lund family up now. They're going to be singing Marvelous Glorious. And I know that you're going to enjoy this song as you listen. And that's the Lund family. We appreciate them helping us out on the broadcast today. We're going to return to the message that we've been preaching this week on Joshua chapter number 1. We're speaking about great transitions. And as you know, in Joshua chapter number 1, the Bible says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give thee to them, even to the children of Israel." And so they're in this great transition. Moses has died, and now Joshua has come on scene. And there's a new generation, and they're looking across into the promised land, but there's something in the way. They have that obstacle, the Jordan River, standing in the way. And by the time we get down to verse number 6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them." So we're speaking to graduates today who are getting ready to go to college, and we are speaking to them about this great transition.
Think about this. God, whenever Joshua and the children of Israel crosses over, this promise, Brother Kevin, was not just to Joshua and these people. Oh, no, 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 no. It goes way back, farther than that. Genesis chapter number 12, this promise was made to Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 7. "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, unto thy seed I will give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Look, the guarantee of success in the first part of this verse, there's guaranteed success. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Can I tell you this morning, if you're born again by the grace of God, quit walking around like you're defeated. Quit walking around with your head down. Quit looking so sad. You're more than a conqueror this morning, thank God. You've got the blessings and the promises of God that He's going to be with her always. The Bible said this, if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm sick and tired of watching Christians with the molly grubs dragging in church and dragging out of church, acting like you're so defeated. Let me tell you something, praise God. We got promises in store for us. We're going to have to rise, amen, claim them promises of God, grab a hold of them, and trust God to get us to the promised land. Amen. Listen this morning. Notice what the text said. Graduates, you've been taught this book from the time you was wee high. You ain't going to be able to run on what mama taught. You ain't going to be able to run what the preacher taught no more. You ain't going to be able to run what daddy's taught, grandma's taught. You're going to have to run on your own now. You're going to have to take that Bible in your hand, and you're going to have to look at the same God. You're going to have to trust God to get you to the next place, to get you to the future. You're going to have to trust God individually yourself. Grab hold of the promises. If it was good enough for Moses, it'll be good enough for me. Now look, not only do we need to grab a hold of the promises, not only do we need to understand the purpose to which God has called us and to surrender that purpose, but number three, you're going to have to trust God and stand on His word. I want you to look at verse number six. There's two different times that God uses this phrase. When I wrote in your Bible, I wrote this section, be strong and of a good courage. One writer said that the word strong comes from twisting ropes together. And the word courageous means to persist and conquer. Now, only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, the word courageous means to put it to heart. You can imagine with fear these people had that day, that fear of the unknown. I think some of us got that fear today. But you be courageous. Listen, knowing that God's word is strong. You say, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that the Holy Spirit of God has intricately twisted this word of God like a rope that you can swing on, friend. You say, preacher, how strong is it? One thread of it, I can swing over hell and tell you that I'm not going to burn and perish in the lake of fire. Why, preacher? Because I know that the promises of God will hold me and take me home, amen. You don't have to worry about it. Praise God, the word of God is stout, it's strong, it's going to be there for you. When mama can't get to you and when daddy can't get to you, you trust God's word to get you through. Oh my, it'll help you. Bible school every year, we'll take the word of God. We'll say, help me now, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah. I'll hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll hide them words down deep, I tell you, they took my Bible today, I could still come back and say, hey, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I got some things hid on the inside of my soul. Amen, thank God. That Bible will be there. When nobody else is there, that Bible will be there. That Bible's strong and true. God's word will keep you from sin. Hold it close to you. Keep its truths and read it daily. After you've found the purpose for your life, you stood on the promises of God's word for help and for provision, then can I tell you this? You can enjoy the sweet presence of the Lord. I guess probably one of the greatest things in my life here lately has been the fact that after years of studying the Word of God, I'm so thankful that it becomes real. I become David out there, man, slinging the stone. I become David, and I watch God slew my own giants. I'm thankful that we've got record account all through our Bible of people who got thrown in the fiery furnace, but they wasn't in there by themselves. Amen. They was in there with a holy God. Amen. That was keeping them cool. I'm thankful for His great presence this morning all throughout your Bible. If you'll take a look, you'll find Daniel down there in the lion's den. Yes, it was awful. Yes, it was rough. Yes, it was a bad situation, but he wasn't by himself, thank God. He got up the next morning and said, "Oh, King, live forever. You can overcome the stinking devil by simply enjoying the sweet presence of the Lord." Look at verse number 5. "There shall not be not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee." Thank God, "nor forsake thee." Watch this verse saying, preacher. God is saying, you don't have to go through life without help. You don't have to go through life without having the presence of God. You don't have to go through your days miserable. You don't have to go through your days without being God's presence. Look, He's wanting to be with you every day. You'll meet with God, He'll meet with you. Amen. I'm telling you today, listen. You can't go through grief by yourself. You can't go through hardship by yourself. I couldn't even get through a test by myself. If I didn't know it, I'd circle C for Christ. Amen. And if there's a J, I'd have circled it for Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm thankful for the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Boy, some of them times in your life when you felt like it was going to be the biggest train wreck ever, and then God showed up on the scene. It said, "Don't worry. In the midst of this destruction, I'm going to perform a great work. In the midst of this mess, I've got an answer." Thank God. You just stand on God's word. You ain't got nothing to worry. Just enjoy the presence of the sweet fellowship of God. "Just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee." I'm going to testify this morning, tell you this. While Lawrence Rhodes went into eternity, one of the awfulest days of my life, scariest days of my life. Can I tell you though, what Miss King, what you mentioned this morning, that peace that far surpasses all understanding. I tell you, God give me and settle me with a peace. I'm telling you, I've experienced that peace day in and day out. Thank God. Why? Because of the sweet presence of the Lord. I'm not doing this on my own. I'm doing it by the help of the grace of God. If I had to do it by myself, y'all would know it. Amen. Y'all, it wouldn't take long. Y'all figured that. And as a close today, I want you to turn with me to the last chapter of the book of Joshua. Chapter number 24. I want to read you something today before we close. I'm thankful for His presence. Oh my. He promised. I think if we went around the room today and we begin to ask testimony of anybody where God's failed them. You say, "Preacher, why did God do this? Why did God do that?" God's got a purpose. But I'm going to tell you something, He never failed me. If I went around the room and asked a different question, how many times have I failed God? Oh, time after time and time again. Now, I understand why that God wouldn't want nothing to do with me. But I can't understand for the life of me why I wouldn't want anything to do with Him. He's never failed me, thank God. He's never come short at all. I mean, He's always kept His end of the deal.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.